A little All-Star Game action, and I'm sure Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, has some thoughts on that, as does Sean Bolegian. And Stevie, did you enjoy yourself? Were you in at your finest hour watching Detroit Red Wings forward Dylan Larkin with a hat trick?
I was indeed, Dub. Good morning to you, my friend, Sean. Hello again, everyone. This conversation brought to you by the truly tremendous folks at Bill Brown Ford, located here in beautiful Livonia, the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, and of course, my good friend Matt Garko. Well, they've done it again. Bill Brown finished atop the dealership world once again in 2022. So congratulations to them, one and all. Shop their True View inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. Yes, the National Hockey League had their All-Star festivities this past weekend in beautiful Sunrise, Florida, home of the Florida Panthers. And it was a wonderful weekend for Red Wings captain Dylan Larkin. He had a hat trick. Toronto Maple Leaf swinger Mitchell Marner had three assists. And the Atlantic Division topped the Central Division 7-5 in the All-Star Game Final, that going down on Saturday. Now, All-Star Game MVP Matthew Tkachuk playing alongside his brother Brady Tkachuk of the Ottawa Senators. How nice is that? Had 7 points on the day after a 5-point outburst on the semifinal win over the Metropolitan Division as he represents the hometown Florida Panthers for the first time. Now, keep in mind, it was the first time the Atlantic won the All-Star Game after 6 previous tries in the divisional format. The 11 players, 9 skaters, 2 goalies on the Atlantic roster split $1 million for the win. Now, as far as Mr. Larkin goes, who had 5 goals total in the festivities, he said it was a ton of fun, proud of how we won it. What a great group of guys. It was just a great weekend. But, Sean, let's talk about the skills competition going down Friday. The NHL is trying to make this a universal event, get some interest in the game. And I've been a big fan of the skills competition over the years. It, like many things, has changed. One minute we're in the rink. Next minute we're watching players knock over surfboards with pucks. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah. You know, they've tried for such a long time. They've made so many changes, Steve. I mean, the old All-Star game was, you know, it was a bore. There's no other way to say that. I don't even think the players like being a part of it. So they've tried to switch things up. And I think the 3-on-3 is great. And you're absolutely right. Listen, the skills competition, it's just fun. And I think we all get a kick out of the shots and obviously the speed that is shown on the ice. But it just seems like they can't put it all together to maintain like constant viewing, if that makes sense.
Well, and as it applies to the captain, Dylan Larkin, it's kind of intriguing, Sean. He said this past Thursday that he hopes to remain with the Red Wing beyond this season as the contract talks have gone rather public. Now, Larkin is now 26 years of age. He is in the final year of a 5-year, $30 million contract with the Winged Wheelers, set to become an unrestricted free agent this summer. Here's what he said. He has said it all along, and he's going to stand by it. I really see myself as a Red Wing. There's contract negotiations to be done. Now, according to the Free Press, they reported Red Wings general manager and longtime captain Steve Yzerman had offered Larkin an 8-year contract worth $64 million. Now, there has been some speculation about an impasse between the two sides, and according to various reports, that disparity has grown, especially with the NHL trade deadline approaching this week. Larkin has, by the way, a full no-trade clause this season. Here's what we're looking at. In 47 games this year, Larkin has produced 15 goals, 28 assists, 43 points. That leads the team. Obviously, Steve Yzerman, with his resume, longtime captain, Sean, he knows the importance of cohesion as it applies to his current captain, Dylan Larkin. It's going to be interesting the way this thing plays out. But for the life of me, I cannot see these two parting ways.
You know, it's interesting, Steve, because if you look at Steve Yzerman's history as a general manager, and I say this with all respect because this is the way you should operate, this is a gentleman that operates with his head and not with his heart. And he is not afraid to make the move that he thinks is in the best interest of the club. And you know, so in the back of my mind, that sits heavily. Now, when all is said and done, do I think that they'll find a way that they'll bridge the distance and Dylan Larkin will be a Red Wing? Yes, I do, for what it's worth. But I think if you look at the history of Steve Yzerman, he has moved on guys and made moves that people really didn't see coming. So that's something to keep in the back of your mind.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And meanwhile, as it applies to Larkin, he understands, you know, what the story is with the negotiating process. Not very comfortable having his business out there, as he stated, but he does understand that they're in the spotlight. Fans want to know, and he says fans deserve to know what's going on. So he is going to concentrate on hockey as the Red Wings get set for the second part of this season, which will begin 7:30 tomorrow night. Your Detroit Red Wings will host Connor McDavid. You talk about a kid having a year and just so talented. 41 goals, 51 assists. Take my socks off. That's 92 points. Yeah, it's the Edmonton Oilers at LCA, 7:30 tomorrow night. Edmonton, they've got 60 points, sixth in the West. Now, as far as the Red Wings go, and here in Hockey Town, we are hungry for another postseason appearance. Red Wings right now, 50 points. Let's take a look at the wild card, shall we? Washington in the top spot with 60 points. Then you've got the Pittsburgh Penguins with 57. Simple arithmetic dictates, Sean, the Red Wings are 7 points out of that final wild card spot with a lot of hockey to go. Again, NHL trade deadline coming up 3 o'clock. That going down on March 3rd. So what the Red Wings need to do, Derek Lalonde, head coach, nobody knows it better than him, put together some wins here. And early in this NHL season, we saw the Red Wings do just that. It's been sketchy from time to time, but there is a possibility. They just need to get a little hot.
Yeah, Steve, this is, you know, I go back to the day that Steve Yzerman was hired, April 19th, 2019. You know, he said, look, this isn't going to be easy. This is going to be a process. You know, you're talking about a 5-year plan, and we're not even 4 years in yet. So
right.
Certainly some growing pains to come.
Well, this is what happens when, you know, you take over a franchise. The pantry is rather empty. We've seen him make some crazy moves and drafts and, you know, what have you. Still believe that Stevie Yzerman lead this team to the promised land.
No question.
So we'll see again. Gets underway 7:30 tomorrow night. Red Wings hosting a very good Edmonton Oiler club.
Here's hoping. That's right. Steve Courtney, Sean Bilegian here on News Talk 760 WJR. Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. Coming up, Chad Livengood of the Detroit News on the primary calendar changing. At 8:19, he'll be here. At 8:35, it's Coach Tom Izzo on WJR.